Fun 107, Monday morning. It's time for our South Coast Health Community Spotlight. And this week, Thanksgiving week, we shine that spotlight on Damien's Place. And the executive director, Rachel Resendiz, joins us. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So big week for you, I'm assuming. What is the deadline? If they need something for Thursday for Thanksgiving, what would you suggest, you know, people show up? Today, tomorrow at the latest?
So Tuesday afternoon, we are actually having an open shop that we normally do not have from 4:30 to 6:30.
So tomorrow afternoon?
Yes.
Okay.
People will be able to come in on Tuesday, and they'll be able to do their normal shop and hopefully grab their last-minute things that they need for the holiday and enjoy their Thanksgiving, making sure they have everything they need.
What do you mean by doing a shop there at Damien's Place? Does it differ from when we're shopping in a supermarket? How does it work for those who need
to know? It differs from a lot of other food pantries. A lot of other food pantries, they are given the products that are just put into boxes or bags for them, and they bring it back. So it's not necessarily things that they really want.
Mm-hmm.
At Damien's, they're able to shop through the store like they're shopping at a grocery store and take what they do need or what's able to be used for their diet.
And then it won't actually go to waste, right?
Yes, sometimes it reduces a lot of that and a lot of the recidivism of, you know, those tomato can soups that come back and back and back. People don't grab them anymore.
More and more folks in our community have had to turn to and rely on food pantries, especially given the times right now. Have you seen the flip side of that, though? Have you seen generosity from those who can provide? Is there an uptick there?
I've seen an extreme amount of generosity from the community, especially from private foundations that have reached out to people that are just in a better situation right now than some others are. And they're asking for any way they can to help. We're in a time right now where food is a critical part of everybody's thoughts because of what happened over the last few weeks and not having it easily accessible. It makes people scared.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that they're not going to bed scared about that and that they know that there are options available for them that they can utilize within their own community.
I feel like I've seen a bunch of food drives and stuff like that. So I think people's heads are in the game and recognizing that need. And I'm hopefully that's, you know, jumping your numbers there.
It definitely is. And I mean, it's coming. It just came at a bad time for the people.
Yeah.
But for the pantries, it's kind of been a two-way thing because we are also dealing with the holidays while we were dealing with what was the snap and the shutoff. So it was a difficult battle, but we were able to deal with it. And we did have a large increase in the number of guests that were coming in, especially elderly and military, because of their lack, even before the SNAP benefits, because those people weren't receiving SNAP. They weren't receiving their income.
What would you say are some do's and don'ts at Damien's Food Pantry? If you're giving food or you're receiving, are there things that we shouldn't be bringing or avoiding or things that you need?
So things that are expired not within like the last 6 months are really not tangible for us to be able to use with our clientele.
Mm-hmm.
Any baby formula, it has to be within the time frame, within the expiration. It can't even go beyond the expiration date.
Yeah.
I tell people, go into your neighbors right now. Just do a community thing real quick when you're cleaning out your cabinets for the holidays.
Yep.
And come do a quick drop off to us of all the stuff that's in there. We all have stuff that we need to get rid of, and we're here to clean it up and be able to give it to the proper people. But again, within the expiration time, you know, to keep things a safe level for everybody.
Silly question, but what about pet food?
Yes.
Oh, that's not a silly question.
Yes, we've been doing pet food now pretty regularly. We are partnered up with a few different local people that are donating that. And Bay Coast Veterinarian is also a drop spot for us for pet food.
Mm-hmm.
We take it and we break down the 50-pound bags into smaller ones so that we can make sure that it goes out to as many people as possible.
That's
with
great.
Cat and dog food.
And you mentioned baby formula. Sometimes, I hate to say it, but sometimes I forget, my gosh, yes, baby food is needed just as much as canned goods too.
Yes. And then we also, you know, we do a lot of fresh produce, which is exceptional, and it's all locally grown from Frogfoot Farms at Marion Institute.
Uh-huh.
So they're very generous in what we receive, and it's great for us to be able to give those types of healthy options to people instead of just the non-perishables.
The fresh produce really goes a long way.
Well, Rachel Resendiz from Damien's Place, thank you so much for coming in this morning and kind of getting our frame of mind in on that, because that's so important, especially this week when food is the centerpiece.
Yes, thank you so much, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. It's our South Coast Health Community Spotlight on Fun 107.